Friday, October 21, 2022, 6:41 a.m. Okay, I'm out here in the studio / garage, as usual. Did not paint today, even though I got up very early. I'm working on this little contraption here, holding the mic. Got the dog here with me, huh? What do you got to say? Huh? No. That's not saying anything, licking me. Good girl. Anyway, yeah, she's all ready for her walk. That's all she's that's all she's about. I want to go for that walk. Huh. You going to say something? You going to say something? Huh? You going to say something? What are you going to say? I know you want to say something. I know you do. I could see it. I could see it. No? Okay. Well, okay. She's not going to say anything. She's a talker, though, for sure. When you want something, huh? Okay, so let's see. Where am I this week? Okay, I was supposed to get a fitted for a crown on one of my teeth yesterday. And, well, the dentist on my prior visit for my cleaning, I was telling him about a sensitive tooth that every now and then when I chew down on it, it kind of hurts a little. And so he figured out which one it was. He did a little test with me biting down on something and releasing. And then when it released, I could feel the pain on certain areas. So he said, okay, so let's schedule it for a crown. So they did that, and that was yesterday. I walked in. He says, well, you know, I always like to check my work, reevaluate it maybe right before I do a crown or things like that. So he did the same test again, and he said, that when I bit down and released and I felt the pain the previous time, it was on the inside of that tooth. And this time when I bit down and released, it was on the outside of that tooth. So he said, yeah, it could be a crack again, you know, one that they can't pick up on the x-ray and you really can't see visually. It could be that, but it also could be a problem with my bite, which is the teeth are lining up together. So he says, well, let's just be on the safe side so we don't give you a crown when you don't need to have one. He decided to adjust my bite a little. So he ground a little bit on the top tooth and ground a little up on the bottom tooth and to see, you know, if that's going to fix things. He says, okay, so he says, you may still feel some sensitivity for a couple of days, but by next Thursday, if everything, you don't feel any more pain or anything like that, and then it was the bite. But if I still continue to feel the pain by next Thursday, then yeah, it's probably most likely a crack. So that's where I'm with that. So next Thursday, I got to give a call and tell them that, you know, yeah, yay or nay on the pain when I chew on it. And the thing is, it's not every time, you know, it's not every bite down when I do it. So he says, you know, it could be just some teeth sensitivity because of my bite. So we'll see. What else we got going here? Okay, so I haven't been painting. I'm painting on this painting that I've been working on for a long time ago. And it's a painting for my wife of one of the cats that died. It was Phantom, the black cat. He was a feral cat that showed up here and she started feeding him. And he had a problem with his ear. And I don't know if you could hear her in the background there. She's making funny noises. But I guess he had some kind of ear problem, and it got kind of like distorted. And that's the ear they clipped. So anyway, he was feral. He wouldn't get anywhere near us and stuff. And we actually trapped him and took him in to get fixed. And within a month, he was a big teddy bear. he was okay, you know, I like you guys, I like it here. I'm not gonna fight with anybody. And he didn't. Excuse me. Dry throat again. Boy. So, but then shortly afterward, and I got a video of him. I don't know if he, I think it's on my Instagram. I'm pretty sure I didn't put it on my YouTube. So maybe I will one of these days. But it's of him, and it's in a picture of these flowers and stuff. And I kind of roll over the flowers and then come up upon him. And then he's like, oh, okay, here I am. Anyway, so that's kind of what the painting's about, is him and the flowers and stuff. So, I worked on it, and then last Saturday or Sunday, when I painted, I can't remember what I, which one it was. I started just redoing the whole thing. And hold on. Oh boy. Dry throat, dry throat. Anyway, so he the painting, that is a work in progress, I guess. What else we got going here? Yeah, so I didn't get much sleep last night. I got about 3 hours sleep, and I lay. I was when I woke up, it was like, okay, I could. I knew I was awake. But my eyes, I kept my eyes closed, and I was kind of like halfway in, halfway out. But, I was thinking halfway in and halfway out. And I said, well, sheesh, might as well get up. I'm wide awake after I laid there for about a half an hour or so. So I did that, and the dog wanted to go out, so I took her out, and she actually, peed a little bit and came back in and put her in, back in the bedroom. And, so I came out to the living room and I turned the TV on. I was checking out the news. Well, actually, I recorded some stuff, so I finished up on watching this one recording, which took about 40 minutes or so. And then I watched some news, and then I watched some YouTube. So, and then what else? I kind of fell asleep out there around 5 o'clock or so, I think. After, and I'll, I do my usual stuff, my blood pressure, my breakfast, blah, blah, blah. And so I kind of fell asleep for maybe 15 minutes or so around 5 o'clock. And the wife had gotten up already by then. You bothered her. The dog likes to sleep against the door, and the wife opened the door. Okay, so yesterday, after since the dental appointment kind of fell apart, I was only there for maybe 20 minutes or so. I came home and I needed haircuts, so I gave the guy that cuts my hair, Rands, a call, and he said, "Sure, come on down." Well, he's in the process of getting ready to move down to Lemoore, closer to where his sister lives. And closer to where his daughter lives. I guess his sister actually does live in Lemoore. And his daughter lives in Santa Barbara. So he and his wife are gonna sell their house in this terrible housing market and move down there. And what? What? Put the microphone in her face, she shuts up. Huh? Here, now don't do that. She's hiding her face. Oh well. Anyway, so he's in the process of moving. And so he walk in his house, and yeah, oh yeah, he's got all sort. He's only got the bare minimum of furniture, and his little salon that he had in his house is no longer existing. So he cut my hair in the bathroom. And I said, "Well, is this the last time you're going to cut my hair?" He says, "Well, maybe, maybe not." He says, "Call me next month." So November, this either yesterday was my last haircut with him, or sometime in November will be my last haircut with him. So I guess we're going month to month. But yeah, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but yeah, he's 20 years older than me. So he's so I'm 69. So he's 89. Gonna be 90. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. So, well, when I turn 70, he turns 90. So he's up there. He's been cutting my hair since 1977. So he knows my head pretty good. I don't really need to tell him what I want. I just say, just do your thing, and he cuts it. It always looks good. You know. Great guy. Gonna miss him. But all good things must come to an end, I guess, huh? So let me get going here. I don't know if it's light out yet. I don't think it is. But as soon as it gets first light, I'll go out there, and today's a water day, so and the dog can go out there and play around a little bit. And then she's ready for her walk at that point. She's checking out the vacuum. I had the vacuum cleaner running when she came in here. So she's checking that out. Checking all the other little corners out. What are you looking for? What are you looking for, huh? Huh? Not gonna talk. Anyway. Come here, come here. Come here. Come here. Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. You know, if you push her, she wants to play. Huh? If I push her, you want to play? Oh, give me a kiss. Good girl. Good girl. So, boy, if she bit me, it'd hurt. I could see. Look at those teeth. Jeez, that would really hurt. I'm glad you're not a biter. I'd have to get rid of you. Nah, I'd have to train her not to bite. We've trained her not to go after the chickens very much. Not like she was. You know, you let her out there and she was like trying to get them all stirred up. And the cats inside the house, at least she's not zeroing in on them anymore. So she's kind of getting used to that idea of, okay, I can't bite the cats. So hopefully one of these days we'll be able to trust her. What? What, you gonna say something now? You about ready to say something? When are you gonna say something for the microphone, huh? What are you gonna say something? Okay. Anyway, so let me get going here and get the day going. I'm gonna have to take a nap today, though. I'm pretty sure about that. So I don't know how much I'll get done. It's supposed to rain next Wednesday. Not very much, just light rain or showers or something like that so far is the prediction. After this weekend, we will no longer see any mid to upper 80s the rest of the year, so says the weatherman. And so yeah, so it's on Wednesday when it's supposedly going to be rain. The high is going to be like 66. So the weather change. The weather is a changing. No more shorts, I think, in the morning at least. So let me get going here, and I'll talk to you all later.